Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get started today, I have to apologize for my voice. I'm very weak from some laryngitis I'm suffering, so we're going to try to get through this as best we can, because we have an awful lot of news. And while my voice may not be that pleasant to listen to, neither is a lot of the news that we're going to have today, so bear with me. First off, I do want to address the shooting that took place at the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, because I know the left was very quick to say, this is why we have to ban guns. This is why we cannot have anyone have guns. I don't know how to make this any clearer to people. You cannot take away the rights of law-abiding citizens based upon the actions of criminals. If we were to do that, then you could not drive a car, because some people speed. Some people use them as weapons. Some people drive drunk. So because that happens, and there are more fatalities every year from car accidents, people driving recklessly, then you just can't have a car. Oh, and by the way, you can't have alcohol either, because an awful lot of crimes are committed while people are drunk. Therefore, it would behoove us all to just ban alcohol. I want to remind people that during the marathon in Philadelphia, when those two terrorists decided to blow people up, they did so with pressure cookers. I don't recall anyone saying we have to ban pressure cookers. There's no need for a pressure cooker. There are other things you can use to cook. You don't need a pressure cooker. Do you remember that? Because I don't. Because it didn't happen. Now, there's some evidence that this could have been two rival gangs, or potentially a fight broke out with people who were armed and they just recklessly began firing. So far, I have not heard any evidence to suggest that it was strictly related to we're trying to kill people in this crowd. That I have not heard. By the way, when you had the crazed transvestites go into a school or go into Joel Osteen's church and fire, I don't recall the media saying, we got to ban guns. That was just hush, hush, hush. So you're not going to like it. No one can guarantee your safety. When you get behind the wheel of a car and go 1 mile to your local grocery store, I can't guarantee you're going to make it back alive. Hundreds of different things could happen. When you go to work today, I don't know if you're going to make it back alive. Neither do you. You cannot protect the world by taking rights away from other people. It will not work. Common sense would tell you if all you had to do was pass a law saying something was illegal, we have a law that says murder is illegal. Therefore, no one should murder anyone. But they still do. So if we have a law that says guns are illegal and you can't have these guns, they'll still get them. They'll still get them. Now, I know what the argument is. Well, it'll be harder. And even if it reduces one, even if one single incident is stopped because they couldn't have access to a gun, it's worth it. Okay, well then, ban cars. Ban alcohol. Because I can prove to you how many people are killed each year with reckless drivers and under the influence of drugs or booze, right? It's nonsensical, folks. My heart goes out to the woman who was killed. It's a horrible, terrible thing. But by the same token, this was not brought up when a Bernie Sanders supporter and campaign worker fired onto a field of Republican softball players from the House and injured Steve Scalise in an attempt to murder people. I didn't hear any of the Democrats turn that into, we have to ban guns. They were too busy saying, this doesn't mean that we support this. This doesn't mean that we wanted this. None of our speech led to this. They were too busy covering ass. So you can give me all the examples you want of gun violence. I'm going to tell you that if you are in of the mindset that you're going to go kill people, you'll find a way to do it. Period. End of conversation. Now let me get on to this Fannie Willis hearing, because this, folks, is an absolute joke. On the stand is Nathan Wade. And if you have not watched this, and I know a lot of people don't, they say it's boring, I can't sit through it. You need to sit through it. Because this is an example of what happens when a swamp creature surfaces. I'm going to tell you some things he really said, and I'm going to exaggerate a little to prove my point. His basic concept of testifying is to question everything. In other words, if they said to him, while you were driving here today, Mr. Wade, isn't it true that you received a phone call from someone? Not true. You didn't? Because we called you. Yeah, but I wasn't driving. You said driving here. I was being driven here. So the statement you had, the question you asked, the statement is no. Well, isn't it true that while you were on vacation with Miss Willis, you booked another vacation? No, that's not true. Well, we have the receipts here. Well, the thing is, I booked it before I went on vacation. They might have just cashed the check after I was on vacation, but I booked it before. Purposely trying to be deceitful, purposely trying to hang on semantics to save himself. When an eyewitness who worked closely with Fannie Willis, moments before he was on the stand, said he was having a relationship with her in the open for years before this. Years before it. And she personally witnessed them kissing, hugging, Fannie Willis telling her about taking vacations and everything before she ever hired him for this particular case. So it doesn't pass the laugh test. Now here's what he really says. They got him with, you said you never gave her any gifts or bought anything for her during the course of your marriage. And yet we have receipts here that clearly shows you did. Yeah, but that wasn't during the course of my marriage. Yeah, but you were still married. Well, yes, but let me explain. In 2015, my wife and I independently called off our marriage. She had had an affair, and I said, we are no longer married. We're just going to stay together for the sake of the children. So as far as I'm concerned, my marriage ended in 2015. Yeah, well, that doesn't fly, Mr. Wade, because legally you were still married. And the question was asked while you were still legally married, not married in your own mind and heart. You see how the swamp creatures act? They hang on every word. Well, technically you didn't say that. Technically you said to me while you were married, and as far as my wife and I were concerned, we weren't. So when I said, no, I didn't, and now you're proving I did, it's because, technically speaking, I wasn't in my mind. Baloney. That's baloney. You know what that document meant. It meant while you were still legally married. Legally. Then he says, well, they weren't gifts. She paid me back. Well, how'd she pay you back? Got the canceled checks? She didn't give me checks. She gave me cash. Oh, thousands of dollars. Here's $3,000. Well, then certainly she must have the withdrawals she took from her bank account, right? No, she just carried that cash with her. Oh, and she just handed it to you. So certainly you have the bank statements of where you deposited that money back in your bank account, correct? No, I didn't deposit it back in my bank account. I just kept it in my pocket, thousands of dollars. Do you have one receipt showing she paid you back? No, because it was just cash. It was one of those things that we didn't. Please, folks, this is what happens when the swamp creatures surface. They're slimy. They're sneaky. They take every little back door out that they possibly can. They claim that you're wrong in the way you're phrasing the question. They try to stall for time. They're caught. They're caught. This entire thing was for one reason only: to further Fannie Willis's career and to enrich her and her lover financially. Kill two birds with one stone. Let's cause election interference by indicting Donald Trump for something he never did. And I'll hire my lover at an exorbitant amount of money and then take the kickback by saying, I'm giving you this kind of money, but you got to lay it out for trips where we can go to the Caribbean and we can go here and we can go there together. So in other words, let us get fat rich together while we're interfering with an election. There you go. In a nutshell, there you go. You should be disgusted by this. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You should be disgusted by this. Because if this was anyone other than Donald Trump who did not have the money to fight back these charges, you would be found guilty and you would be thrown in jail. And these people would still be getting fat off of it. Because that's the way the swamp operates. You either want a fair justice system in this country or you don't. You either want a justice system that has no political bias or you don't. And if you don't, then fine. Admit you don't, and then you are a communist. You are a socialist. You are a fascist. At least admit it. That's what's happening right now. There are people jumping to their defense. Oh, no, this woman was fired from the office, and she just disgruntled worker. No. She is under penalty of perjury. And she was very clear, and she did not waver. She said, we were very close friends, Fannie and I, and I know for a fact that they were having a romantic relationship for years before this. I saw them hugging, kissing, exchanging texts. She talked about their relationship. It's ludicrous. Then this man was asked, did you engage, because you're saying basically that, you know, your marriage was on the rocks, so did you engage in any sexual relationship with her until 2023? Did you engage in any sexual relationship with her while you were married? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, but you said you went on vacation. You only rented the one room. Well, again, my marriage was over in 2015. Oh, according to who? According to the law? No, not according to the law. According to me and my wife. Well, that's not good enough. You slime ball. And you wait. It's going to take them 0.0 seconds after they're thrown off this case to say, white judge, racist. That's what they're going to say. Because it's the last refuge of the swamp creature. Cry racism, cry genderism, cry anti-Semitism, cry whatever ism you can think of, to cover up the fact that you're just a crook and a slime ball. Speaking of crooks and slime balls, oh, by the way, the testimony is still continuing, and the first lawyer, the female lawyer, was terrible. Nathan Wade had her so off her game by just continually using semantics that she was just flustered. So when they came back from lunch, a man took over, and he's nailing them to the friggin' ground. He's having none of it. Anyway, Fannie Willis may actually have to testify. This will be very interesting. I have a newsflash. If she's disqualified from this case, so is everyone else in her office. Nobody else can just pick this up. It's going to have to go to a different district attorney. And I don't think there's a one that'll touch it. I think they'll take a look at this and say, this is a red herring. This is a hot potato. I want zero to do with this. It's over, as it always should have been. Because there were no real charges, just like there were no charges in New York with Jack Smith and Alvin Bragg and all these people. There's no charges. None of these charges are worth a single damn. None of them. They are all intentional election interference. Intentional election interference. Speaking of intentional election interference, here is probably the bombshell of the year. The headline, this is from the New York Post, says CIA and foreign intelligence agencies illegally targeted 26 Trump associates before the 2016 Russia collusion claims. They go on to say that the U.S. intelligence community asked foreign spy agencies to surveil 26 of Donald Trump associates during the run-up to the 2016 election. And that triggered the allegations that Donald Trump's campaign may have been colluding with Russia. Now, this would have been the former CIA director John Brennan's call. You know, the guy who hosts his own show or is an analyst for a left-wing news agency. The same guy who signed the paper saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Former CIA director John Brennan identified and presented the targets, all 26 of them, to the U.S. intelligence sharing partners in the so-called Five Eyes agency. Now, the Five Eyes Agency is an intelligence-gathering organization that is in the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand. And according to a report published Monday on Michael Schellenberger's public Substack, the reports indicate, the report was also by independent journalist Schellenberg and Matt Taibbi. You remember Matt Taibbi, whose house was raided by the FBI right after he came out, blew the whistle on them, and Alex Gutentag. Now, they cite multiple unnamed sources, including one close to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence that's currently headed by Republican Mike Turner from Ohio. And what they're basically saying is that former CIA Director John Brennan identified Trump campaign targets for this Five Eyes agency to surveil. Now, this was supposedly, they were identified as people to bump. And I'll get into what that term means in a minute. But what it really means is to make contact with them or manipulate. Bumping is like when you manufacture a reason to meet with that person of interest and try to develop a relationship with them that could lead to gaining intelligence on them. So they were basically targets of our own IC and law enforcement, targets for collection and misinformation, the source said. Britain's Government Communication Headquarters Intelligence Apparatus, or the GCHQ, were making contact with Trump's associates as early as March 2016, according to this report. And again, this is the New York Post. The four-year-long investigation into the FBI probe of Trump-Russian collusion claims found that the Bureau's investigation had zero evidence, zero basis for any evidence. They were making contacts and bumping Trump people going back to 2016. They were sending people around the UK, Australia, Italy. The M16 was working at an intelligence school they had set up. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? I want you to understand that warrantless surveillance of U.S. persons, specifically prohibited by U.S. law, absolutely prohibited. Now, if you remember, the former FBI lawyer, Kevin, what was his name, Kleinsmith, was sentenced to probation after admitting he falsified an email in order to renew a wiretap against the Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page. This is a man who pled guilty to it. Page had been wiretapped after intelligence sources suspected he might have been targeted by Russian spies. The wiretap was approved by the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and renewed several times after it was first granted. I want you to let that sink in for a minute, because these are the same journalists. In 2022, Matt Taibbi and Schellenberger were involved in publishing the Twitter file expose, which dealt with how social media giants management team sought to silence controversial voices and suppress news items such as Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, that same laptop that John Brenner swore and signed off on, saying it was not real, it was Russian disinformation. The head of the CIA, former head of the CIA, and the man responsible for what I just read to you. Now is it coming clear? Now is everything that I've told you for the past, I don't know how long, 3 years. Now is it coming clear? The CIA, the FBI, social media, broadcast news, all colluded to try to stop Donald Trump from A, being the president, and when that failed, stop him from getting a second term. You can't make this any clearer. This is no longer up for debate, my friends. This is no longer up for debate. It happened. You can put your head in the sand like an ostrich and claim it didn't happen. You can hang on to your Joe Biden is great and the Democrats would never do that. You're full of it. They did it. It's obvious. It's provable. It's going to be proven if it hasn't already been proven. And you can't even cry bias because the reporters that broke this story are Democrats. They just happen to take their job seriously enough to say, we can't have this. We can't have a country where the FBI, the CIA, social media, and news outlets decide who the president is. We can't have it. So they did some real investigative journalism, and look what they found. Now, are these reporters the best you could possibly get? Are they the most investigative journalists God ever put on this earth? No, everybody knows it. They were just the ones brave enough to do it. It's been known for a long time. When you turn on MSNBC or CNN, they knew it. When Adam Schiff was talking about the evidence he had that Russian collusion was real, he knew it. He knew that this was all 100% garbage. It was all 100% manufactured. And when Donald Trump, if you remember, said, do you understand that they spied on my campaign, called paranoid. Can you believe Donald Trump had the nerve to say the CIA and the FBI spied on his campaign and some of his political associates? Well, who's laughing now? Who's laughing now, you idiots? How many times are you going to be wrong? How many times are you going to be proven wrong before you finally take a look across the aisle and say, maybe I'm being tricked. Maybe I'm not as smart as my mommy told me I am. Because maybe I'm falling for a whole bunch of garbage by a fascist regime who is seeking to control the American people, of which I am one. How about you wake up to that? I'm talking specifically to you Democrats, because I'm tired of you hearing, this isn't true, that's not real, that's phony, and then later on, everything gets proven to be true and real and not phony. At what point are you going to wake the hell up, take a look across the aisle and say, I've been lied to? It's no sin to fall for a lie. It is a sin to cover up the truth when you find it out. So for you to just put your hands over your eyes and say, not true, not true, I won't listen to you, then it's your fault. I told you from the beginning all these Russian collusion things were garbage. I told you Adam Schiff had zero proof, zero proof. I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was called a cult member. You're the cult of Trump. Of course you'd say that. What do you got to say to me now? How about you were right? How about when I told you the mask didn't work and the social distancing meant zero because 6 feet is arbitrary, and you said, you're trying to kill grandma. And now that you find out that asthma went up by how much, and the CDC's admitting, the mask really didn't work. That social distancing was arbitrary. What do you have to say to me now? Remember when you told me, oh, God, if you think Russian, the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop's real, you're just one of these Trump cultists. Him and Giuliani fell for it. The Russians put a fake laptop in their lap, and they got all excited and thought, oh, boy, we can use this to exploit Hunter. He never did any of those things. What do you got to say to me now? Because I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not going to be nice to you because you weren't nice to me. You look like idiots. You all look like idiots. Every one of you Democrats look like complete damn idiots because you fall for it every goddamn time. You would think by now you would have an iota of brain cells enough to say, when somebody lies to me 3 or 4 times, the next time I'm going to be very skeptical. But no, not you. Not you far left Democrats. No matter what happens, no matter what comes out of somebody's mouth, if they have a D next to their name, it must be the truth. The virus couldn't possibly have come out of a Wuhan lab, or Joe would have told us. The laptop couldn't be real, or Joe would have told us. Donald Trump must be a Russian spy, or the FBI and CNN would have told us. Wake the hell up. Just because you happen to not want Donald Trump to be the president does not mean that you get to use illegal means to prevent him from being. You understand? Now tell me again how this election wasn't rigged. Tell me again. Because I'm waiting for it. All I ever heard was, if you believe that election was rigged, you must be a cultist. Well, I don't know. I'm running out of conspiracy theories because all mine are being proven true. Deep down in your hearts, unless you are a total sycophant, the Democrats know Donald Trump won this election. They know they used illegal means and illegal changing of the voting laws. They know they manufactured votes. They know they withheld vital information from the American people that would have caused them to vote differently. All those things are election interference. Now they're trying to do it again with Fonnie Willis and Jack Smith and Alvin Bragg and everybody else who wants to claim that Donald Trump is everything from the next Hitler to a spousal abuser to a charlatan businessman to whatever. None of it's true. The problem is you've hated him for 7 years, and you can't find anything. If he was such a bad person, by now you'd have found it. How quick did we find out about Fonnie Willis? Huh? How quick did we find that out? How come you can't find anything on Trump? 7 years. And all you did, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is dig, 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 dig. And I got a news flash for you folks. You want me to come up with another conspiracy theory that'll be proven true? Turn up the volume. The reason the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago is because they were afraid that Donald Trump had in his possession those CIA documents that clearly showed they illegally targeted and surveilled 26 of his political associates, which is against the law. And when they found out he may have them in his possession, get them at all costs. Because up till then, Donald Trump was saying, they came to Mar-a-Lago. They had lunch there. They told me, Mr. Trump, President Trump, as long as you put another lock on it, could you put a second lock on this? Sure, I'll put a second lock on it. Okay, everything's fine then. Next thing you know, here they come raiding Mar-a-Lago. You know why? Because it got back to them somewhere in that pile of classified documents. Could be the proof that the CIA illegally targeted 26 of his associates. And if he happens to make that public, we're done. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. Now, in the meantime, the report comes out on Joe Biden, and it says, yes, Joe Biden knew he had classified documents. Yes, apparently Joe Biden, even to his biographer, revealed some of these classified documents. Yes, he willingly took them. Yes, he willingly moved them. However, we are not going to prosecute for two reasons. One, he cooperated. Two, after interviewing him, we've come up with the idea that he's a doddering old man who cannot remember anything. So if we put him on trial for this, his memory is going to be so bad that we feel that the jury's just going to say, what are you going to do? He can't remember anything. Since when has that ever been the prerequisite for not charging someone with a crime? I want you to do your history. Since when has it ever been a prerequisite? Because you can't have it both ways. The White House is claiming Joe Biden is absolutely mentally sharp as a tack. Okay, then he needs to be prosecuted. Because the special investigator said he's not. Special investigator said that's the only reason we're not having him charged. So if your argument is the special investigator is wrong, Joe Biden is very mentally fit, then he needs to be charged. And if the special investigator's theory is right, that he's a doddering old man with no memory, he can't be the president. You can't have it both ways. It's one or the other. One person can't say he's mentally fit, he's fine, but still don't charge him. And the other person can't say he's not mentally fit, so we're not going to charge him, but he is mentally fit enough to be the president. You can't have it both ways. Meantime, Donald Trump's still being charged with it. And I want you to remember, Joe Biden wasn't the president. Joe Biden, when some of these classified documents were taken, was just a senator. He had a zero right to any of them. He could not declassify any of them. They did not belong in his possession, not even his vice president. He had zero power to declassify any of them, and they did not belong in his possession. Donald Trump, on the other hand, had supreme power to declassify any of them he chose, and they did have the right to be in his possession. But Joe gets away with it. And no one's even going to question this. Not one reporter says, well, wait a minute. If you're saying he's fit and he's mentally sharp, then you disagree with the special prosecutor, in this case, or the special report. If you disagree with the special report, then according to you, he willfully did this. They said he willfully did it. And if he's mentally sharp, then he needs to be charged. And if he's not, and you agree with the special report that says he's not, then he can't be the president. See, there's the catch-22, folks. You can't have it both ways. Do you hear one reporter saying that? Do you hear one reporter making that comparison saying, I'm sorry, but either whichever one of you is wrong, it's bad for Joe. If this special report is wrong and Joe is cognitively perfect, then he needs to be prosecuted according to this report. And if this report is right and Joe is not cognitively aware, he can't be the president. No, you don't hear that. You don't hear that at all. And you won't. However, I do want to say this. I predicted a couple years ago that as we draw closer to this election, the Democrats will throw Joe Biden under the bus. If you go back in a couple years in my show, you will hear me say it'll come out something like this. They'll find out the Hunter Biden laptop is real. They'll have Bob Alinsky and all these people in, and they'll finally get to the point where they say, I don't know, it's hard to deny. Then they'll start to say, you know, he's mentally unfit. Perhaps he did do some criminal things. But we're fair, unlike the Republicans who hide Donald Trump's crimes. We're going to be very open. And we admit we were fooled by this man. We thought he was a kindly old man with great ideas, and apparently he is cognitively declined, and apparently he is, in fact, extorting money or from a foreign country. So in the interest of what's good for the people, we can't run him as president. That's after you take a look at the polls and realize he can't beat Donald Trump. Then you'll make a miraculous, well, we just have to put somebody in his place. I mean, given this extraordinary circumstance and given the fact that the Democratic Party is so staunchly devoted to the rule of law, we can't possibly run Joe Biden under these circumstances. So you'll have to give us the opportunity to submit a new candidate. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to try to do. Now, it's not going to be as easy as it would have been a few months ago. It's not going to be that easy because Joe Biden may be cognitively declined, but he's declared he's running and he wants to run. And his wife wants him to run. And there are a few other people who want him to run. So with that in mind, it's going to be a little harder now. But what they do realize is this. The gig is up. It's up. You cannot possibly continue the charade. Joe Biden is guilty as hell, testifying behind a closed-door hearing saying everybody knows that Joe is the big guy. We were told time and time again, do not mention him. Do not mention him by name. Do not mention him during phone calls by name. Do not mention him in emails by name. He'll show up at the meetings, but when we start talking about the financials, he'll leave. That way, if he's ever actually pressed, he can say, I wasn't aware of any of these financials. He was just there to show, if Hunter wants me there, I can be there. You know, because they say, hey, Hunter, can you really get your father? I mean, I realize that you're his son. Can you really get the Vice President of the United States to show up here if you say so? I'll prove it. How about we have some lunch? And guess what? He's going to show. And then Joe does show and says, I understand you have some business that you want to do with my son, so I won't interfere in that business. I just wanted to come over and meet you. Because, you know, anytime my son asks me to do something, I'm there for him. Nod, nod, wink, wink. You gentlemen have a good day. And the people who are about to bribe Hunter Biden says, God damn, I guess he can get the vice president here. I guess Joe is in on it. Maybe we will give Hunter all this money. It's the only thing Hunter had to offer. I haven't heard one Democrat come up with one reason why Hunter Biden would be hired to do anything in Burisma. He didn't speak the language. He had absolutely no experience. Do you think that would happen to you? Let's just say you went in and you said, I want to be a computer tech. I want to be a person who works on these computers for these major, major companies who rely on their computers. Have you ever fixed a computer? No. Well, what makes you think you can fix them? Well, I use them, but you've never fixed one. No. Well, do you even know basic computer language? No. You think you're going to get the job? Or you think they're going to tell you, I don't know why you're applying here. You have zero reason to apply here. You have no skills required for this job, none. Well, Hunter Biden had no skills for the job required, none. You know what he did have? Access to my father. And in turn for that access, Joe got a kickback. Now, I'm tired of hearing Joe Biden is just a poor old father who loves his son so much. No. And I'll tell you why no. Because if Joe Biden is sharp as a tack, then he knew his son was a drug addict. And he knew that if he made his son tons of money, what his son would use that money for, correct? Oh, you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, but you won't do any crack, right? Bullshit. Joe knew very well that that money was going, where that money was going. He didn't care as long as he got his cut. You want to go buy underage hookers? You want to smoke crack? Go do it. That's not what a loving father does. A loving father says you ain't getting any job. You're going to rehab, and that's where you're staying. And then if you come out and you are clean for a certain amount of time, we'll talk about getting you a job. Contingent upon you being clean. That's what happens. Cap, what we've learned today, folks. We've learned today that the Democrats want to take away your guns because some people misuse them. But they don't want to take away your cars because some people misuse them and drive drunk. They don't want to take away your alcohol because some people misuses it and commits crimes while they're drunk. They don't want to take away pressure cookers that were used to blow up people during a marathon in Philadelphia. They just want to take away your guns because if you're a law-abiding citizen, you don't need one. But a criminal who obeys no laws will miraculously obey this one. Because that makes sense. We've learned that Fannie Willis is a liar. We've learned worse than that, that her lover is an absolute swamp creature. You absolutely need to watch his testimony. Because if you watch this, you will physically become ill. He uses little tiny semantics to try to get out of answering a question. They'll try to press him. Did you buy her a present? Did you ever buy her a present? No. Never, ever did. Well, we have a receipt. Well, that wasn't a present, though. She paid me back for that. I didn't consider that a present. Did you sleep with her while you were married? Absolutely not. Yeah, but you just admitted that your affair started whatever, and you were still married as up to a few months ago. Yeah, but not in my eyes, I wasn't married. See, me and my wife had a special arrangement. So to us, the marriage was over long before this. Yeah, but that's not what we asked. We asked legally married. Did you pay for a trip while you were on this other trip? No, I did not. Well, the receipt says you did. Well, they may have cashed a check while I was on that other trip, but I technically didn't. I technically paid for it before I left for the trip. See how they do that? So if that lawyer had left it alone, did you pay for this trip? No, I did not. While you were on this vacation, did you pay for the next trip? No. And the headline would have said, basically, he's innocent, right? But then when you press him and say, well, wait a minute. What do you mean no? We have a receipt that says you did. Yeah, well, that receipt might have been for then. But that means they just waited a week to cash it. I technically paid for it before I went on vacation. So you see what he did? He did a one-word answer. No, I didn't, because you narrowed down the time frame. I didn't say I didn't at all. That would be like you're cheating on your spouse, and they say, did my friend see you with another woman on Saturday? Absolutely not. And then when the friend says, well, I most certainly did. Absolutely not. And then when the friend says, oh, wait a minute, today's Saturday, I meant Friday. Oh, well, that's a different question. That's what swamp creatures do. That's what this guy is. That's what she is. And they should go to prison because their goal was to enrich themselves, to interfere with an election. That's what their goal was. Just like John Brennan's goal when I just revealed a few minutes ago that the CIA illegally, now we know, illegally surveilled 26 Trump associates during his 2016 campaign. You know, the ones that Donald Trump said, I think my campaign was spied on, and you all said he was nuts. Oh, guess what? It's true. And guess who discovered it? Did some Republican discover it? Was it Sean Hannity? Was it Tucker Carlson? Oh, no. It was Democrat reporters who discovered this, that John Brennan ordered this, that this was all manufactured nonsense by the FBI, the CIA, in collusion with Hillary Clinton's campaign. Because they collectively said, you don't get to decide who the president of the United States is. We will. But guess what happened? You did decide. Their efforts failed. You were smarter than they thought you were. And they said, this won't happen again. We thought we could manipulate their minds. We thought we had them in the palm of our hands. Why? We thought these low-life, low-IQ cretins wouldn't possibly buck the system. They'd do what we told them with a smile on their face. And those sons of bitches didn't. So you bet in 2020, we're not going to take that chance again. We'll make sure Donald Trump doesn't win. And that's exactly what you did. And now the evidence is coming out as clear as the nose on your face. That's what you did. And now you're attempting to do it again. Let's tie him up with every legal battle we possibly can so that it's a shot in the dark that one of these stick and he doesn't get to be the president because we get to decide who the president is, not you people. But in doing so, because they're swamp creatures, it ain't enough that they get to decide the election. People like Fani Willis, people like Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, it's not enough for them. They say, well, it's fun to have the power to decide an election and usurp the will of the people, but I got to enrich myself. How do I enrich myself? And that's where they make their mistake. They're too greedy. Fani Willis got greedy. She got caught. Just like all these other people are getting caught now, like John Brennan, who had the nerve to put his name on a piece of paper that says, as an expert and a former CIA, head of the CIA, I hereby certify that Hunter Biden's laptop is not real. How did that work out for you, John? Now that we find out that it was you who had 26 of Trump's associates illegally surveilled, illegally, by the way, there is absolutely zero cause to have those people surveilled. It would not have passed the lab test. It's against the federal law. You did it anyway. Is he going to be arrested for it? No. No, he's not. Are you going to demand that he be arrested for it? I hope so. You see, at some point, folks, you got to take the ball into your own hands. Sorry, folks. Apparently, we got booted there. Amazing, huh? You start talking about the CIA and the FBI and the people who are crooked and deciding the elections, and all of a sudden, you're off the air. But we're back. And I just want to let everybody know this. It's not like this was a secret, folks. It's not like I'm coming to you today going, can you believe this? This is what I've been saying for 3 years. I've been telling you this same thing for 3 years. I've been telling you that Adam Schiff lied. I've been telling you that Trump's campaign was spied on by the FBI and the CIA. I've been telling you that they're attempting to usurp the will of the people so they can just install the next president of the United States instead of have one duly elected. Because they do not trust the will of the people. They have decided amongst themselves that they are the elites, they are the smart ones, they are the ones who know what is best for the system and how the system works. But when you examine them closely, you will find out that they are swamp creatures. You will find out that they are enriching themselves with your taxpayer dollar. You will find out that they are laundering money between the Ukraine and Israel and Palestine and Russia. You got to understand, we are basically involved in two wars, and we're funding both sides of both. You know, how are we funding the Russian war? We're funding the Russian war by letting Vladimir Putin have his pipeline back. Funding the Ukraine war with the tax dollars. Giving both Palestine and Israel money. That's all your money. And when they say billions are going there, yeah, I wonder how much really goes there and how much goes to the people like Fani Willis type people, only way higher up, who have decided, well, I can skim that off the top and buy myself a new summer home and a Ferrari and a big, gigantic swimming pool off the blood of others. This is what Donald Trump was trying to tell you people for I don't know how long. And instead of you people waking up that hated him and say, I don't like his the way he presents his message, but his message is true, you've decided to reject his message based upon the messenger. And that's too bad, because he's telling you the truth. You may not like him, but he's telling you the truth. Truth is actually going to be beneficial to you too. But I don't expect the Democrats to understand this. Because I open up my social media today and what do I see? Ban guns, ban guns, ban guns. Fannie Willis is being harassed because she's black. Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump is that. You don't get it. You're the victims of the biggest psyop in history. And you fell for it and you keep right on falling for it. What can we do at this stage, folks? What can we do to open your mind? What can we do to prove to you that you're on the wrong side of this? You say, well, democracy's in danger if Donald Trump wins. No, democracy's in danger if he doesn't. Because the people who are crying, we want democracy, are the people taking the democracy out of the hands of the people. Your vote don't count. We don't care. Vote for whoever you want. We're going to withhold information. We're going to change election laws. We're going to manufacture votes. We're going to indict. We're going to do whatever we have to do so that you people are who want Donald Trump are basically rendered impotent to do anything. And then we'll get to select who rules this country. We, your leaders. We, the chosen people. Aren't you tired of this yet? You should be. You should be. Little by little, all of your freedoms are being taken away. Little by little, your money is being frittered away, your taxpayer dollars. I just heard Joe Biden literally say, prices are coming down. Let me explain the old Democrat trick. Let's say I own a donut shop, and I'm the only donut shop in town. And I say, well, I was originally charging $1.25 for my donuts. I'm moving them up to $7. And people say, $7? Well, there's nobody else around. I guess I'll buy them. But $7? And then one day I say, good news. I'm lowering to $5. And everybody says, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The prices have come down on donuts. No, they haven't. They're only a goddamn $1.25. And now you're paying $5 and kissing my feet. Well, that's the same thing with the Biden administration. Well, prices have come down. Come down compared to what? You raised them 75% and you bring them down 25%. Prices went down 25%. Based on what? They're still 50% higher than they were. And all your Democratic supporters say, isn't it wonderful? Prices are coming down. What are you, what, you got your head in a sack? Gas is over $3 a gallon. When Donald Trump left office, it was $2. Tell me again how prices are coming down. Go to the grocery store, pick up some meat. Tell me how prices are coming down. Look at your electric bill. By the way, the electric bill that's went up about 60% for some people, and now they're telling you you can't have a gas stove. And by the way, you need electric cars. Oh, well, what's the price going to be then when all that much more electricity is needed? Oh, the demand is going to be far greater. So, of course, the price is going to go up. It's unaffordable. Green idiots fall for it every time. So you can't have an air conditioner. That wastes electricity. Oh, but an electric car doesn't. That's good for the environment. Electric car is good for the environment. If you have an air conditioner running on electric, you're polluting the environment. Folks, come on. You got to be able to see through this. What they're really saying when they tell you Donald Trump is a threat to democracy is Donald Trump is a threat to our fascism. He is a threat to us telling you how you can live your life. He is a threat to us taking over every aspect of your life and dominating it. And we can't have that because we know better than you. That's what it's all about, folks. Now, I don't know if Donald Trump's the type of guy I'd want to sit down and have a drink with at a bar somewhere. Maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't like his attitude. Maybe I wouldn't like the way he talks. Maybe I wouldn't like his braggadocious nature. It doesn't matter. What I do know is this. He wasn't my first choice in 2016. And when he won, I said, well, I still think it's better than Clinton, but let's hang on and see what happens. And you know what happened? I had more money in my pocket. Gas went down. You know what happened? The price of housing and electricity went down. You know what happened? ISIS was defeated. You know what happened? China was put on hold. You know what happened? Iran did not have nuclear weapons. You know what happened? North Korea came to the table. And I said to myself, maybe this isn't so bad after all. But the powers that be saw that and said, you can't have this, and we will stop it. And now we know that people like John Brennan and Adam Schiff and Hillary Clinton and all of those people had a great big hand in usurping your democracy, and now they have the nerve to look at you in the eye and say, he's the threat to democracy. Don't fall for it, gang. Don't fall for it.